That's right. It's time to drop the tools here, Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 15th of December. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 533, Byzantine general Belisarius defeated the Vandals at the Battle of Tricamarum as the final chapter of the Vandalic War, allowing the Byzantines to regain control of North Africa for the Eastern Roman Empire. Bartholomew Dias returned to Portugal on December 15th in 1488 after becoming the first known European to sail around the Cape of Good Hope. 1791, the United States Bill of Rights became law when ratified by the Virginia General Assembly. 1840, Napoleon Bonaparte received a French state funeral in Paris, a little bit late, some 19 years after his actual death. 1890, famed Native American leader Sitting Bull was killed on Standing Rock Indian Reservation, leading to the Wounded Knee Massacre, where U.S. cavalry troops killed more than 150 Lakota men, women, and children. Very shameful day in U.S. history. The first Governor General, John Hope, the 7th Earl of Hopetoun, committed what became known as the Hopetoun Blunder on December 15th in the year 1900. Hope's first task upon arriving on Australian shores was to actually appoint a Prime Minister for the colonies, you see. But as the freshly minted Governor-General had no idea about Australian politics of the time, he simply decided to make the Premier of New South Wales PM. Now, the Premier was the very unpopular and inexperienced Sir William Lyne. Lyne was unable to persuade other colonial politicians to form government with him, and he was forced to return his commission to Hopetoun. Hopetoun would then go on to appoint Edmund Barton, who would successfully form government and become Australia's first Prime Minister. Women in Queensland were given the right to vote in state elections on today's date in 1905. 1933, the 21st Amendment to the United States Constitution officially became effective, repealing the 18th Amendment that prohibited the sale, manufacture, and transportation of alcohol, ending the dark times for the US known as Prohibition. December 15th in 1941, German troops murdered over 15,000 Jewish individuals at Drobitsky Yar, a ravine southeast of the city of Kharkiv in the Ukraine Soviet Union. 15,000. Think about it. Not an easy number to wrap your head around. In related news, 1961, former Nazi SS Lieutenant Colonel Adolf Eichmann was found guilty by an Israeli court of 15 criminal charges, including charges of crimes against humanity, crimes against the Jewish people, and membership of an outlawed organization. He was subsequently sentenced to death. 1970, the Soviet spacecraft Venera 7 landed on Venus. It was the first successful soft landing on another planet. 1973, the American Psychiatric Association voted 13-0 to remove homosexuality from its official list of psychiatric disorders. The Leaning Tower of Pisa officially reopened after 11 years on today's date in 2001 after spending some $27 million for them to stabilize the tower without fixing its famous lean. 2010, a boat carrying 90 asylum seekers crashed into the rocks off the coast of Christmas Island, killing 48 people. And finally in 2014, you'll remember this one, man Haron Monis took 18 hostages inside a cafe in Martin Place for 16 hours, right here in Sydney. Two hostages, Tori Johnson and Katrina Dawson, were tragically killed along with Monis himself when police raided the cafe the following morning. 3 years already, can you believe it? Got some very famous birthdays for you as well. Famed mad Roman Emperor Nero, the last Roman Emperor of the Julio-Claudian dynasty, was born on this date in 37 AD. And Miami Vice star Don Johnson is 68 this morning. Happy birthday, Don. Some famous musos for you as well. Producer William Orbit is 61. Tim Reynolds of the Dave Matthews Band is 60. Sergio Bazzorno, guitarist for Kasabian and collaborator with Noel Fielding, is 37. We have been hearing one of Kasabian's most famous tracks, Shoot the Runner, but going out on someone different today, as you can probably tell. Out to Paul Cinnamon of The Clash. He's 62 this morning, formed the band with Mick Jones and Joe Strummer, and is credited with giving the band its name, in fact. You might also be familiar with the famous image of him smashing his bass guitar on the cover of their album London Calling, one of rock's all-time most iconic images. Also did some work more recently on the Gorillaz album Plastic Beach in 2010. We're hearing a favourite of mine from the London Calling album, actually written by Paul as well. This is the Guns of Brixton taking us out on This Day in History for 2SER 107.3.